88.5 KCSN, Nick Halkett with you, and Chrissy Hind is our guest. She's got her first solo album out, I guess. It's called Stockholm. And Chrissy is in Electric Lady Studios, New York. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Lots to talk about. We want to hear some music first, though. So why don't you play us a couple of songs, give us a little bit of an intro to them, and then we'll come back and chat. Does that work?
Sure. What should we do?
Dark sunglasses.
Yeah, it's
good. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Baby, got your groove back, another kind of life, one you're thinking you deserve. Nothing you should lack, now reverting back to type. Never mind, you lost your nerve. Yeah, you had a goal with sleeping in the van, but you couldn't let it go too far. Now you got a pension plan, and your name's on the insurance. You can't drive another woman's car, a kind of glamour that you can lend yourself, like dark sunglasses. You'll remember how good it tasted inside the ruling classes, wasted behind your dark sunglasses. She's got a ball gown for charities and such, like a debutante from days gone by. Shaving where a tie isn't sacrificing much. Lucky guy, you can still get high. Yes sir, no sir, Sundays will be there. You only have to please that lady. Do anything you like, but be careful what you say. For another warm night, another dry day, a kind of glamour can lend yourself, like dark sunglasses. And you'll remember how good it tasted inside the ruling classes, wasted behind your dark sunglasses. I'm not towing the line, you'll be fine. I'm not towing the like dark sunglasses. And you'll remember how good it tasted inside the ruling classes. A kind of glamour you can lend yourself, like dark sunglasses. And you'll remember how good it tasted inside the ruling classes, wasted behind your dark sunglasses, wasted behind your dark sunglasses. What's next? You or no one? Okay, this is, I guess, what you'd call our second single. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
This lonely heart's been yearning, stars above been turning, feels like the universe just grew. Oh, waited for so long. Oh, waited for so long. I just wanna be with you always. Wanna be around you always. Just wanna be with you. Oh, no one making it you. Falling, even the stars are calling, spinning and spelling out your name. Oh, well, that's what I call fame. Oh, they're spelling out your name forever and ever. Love is a hurting thing, it never goes away. Forever is a long time.
to say. I just wanna be with you always. Wanna be around you always. Just wanna be with you. Just wanna be with you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 88.5 KCSN, Chrissy Hynde in studio over at Electric Lady in New York City, which means I can't actually see you, which is kind of a shame, but awesome to talk to you.
You're not missing much from what I'm looking at. No offense, guys.
Who have you got in studio with you this morning?
Maybe I've got Sean Reed. He's playing keyboards and some percussion and singing. Sean, who's from Norwich. Which I think that says a lot.
Oh, they just got relegated, so.
Oh, yes. Reminded me of that, shit.
Well, that's the rest of our session ruined.
Welcome, Sean.
Cheers. And we've got Ollie McLaren playing guitar and doing some vocals all the way from New York.
Welcome, all. You know, Chrissy, you and I met 6 or 7 years ago, maybe? I'm not really exactly sure. I guess it was when Break Up the Concrete came out, which I think was 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Over at the other place that I used to work at. And this is the conversation, I guess, that you're going to get, unfortunately, probably on every single interview, is in between those albums, the Last Pretenders album, and this one being the first official Chrissy Hynde album, what was the ramp up to writing the songs for this record, and then why was this record a solo release?
Okay, well, I wanted to I guess take some time out from all the endless touring that I've done with the Pretenders, really, where I did a lot of I loved the touring, but I did a lot of support gigs. So I ended up, when you support a band, and you are definitely going to take a tour like ZZ Top or Neil Young, you know, when you're offered these great bands to work with, but then you end up doing kind of a greatest hits package because it's not really your audience, so you've only got, you know, 40 minutes to do your thing. And that was kind of a burnout, so I wanted just to take a, you know, step back from that. You know, so I was doing some other stuff. So the ramp up to this was just to try to, you know, write with someone that I didn't know and, you know, just see what happened.
Did you find that in supporting that last record and the continued touring that you become a victim of your own legacy to some point?
No, not really. I don't know what, because I don't overdo it. I kind of take time out, and I like to stay under the radar, and I don't like getting too big. So I try to keep it kind of in the middle. And so, and you know, it's more traveling in the States. You have more of a leg. I mean, I'm kind of a nobody in a lot of places, like where I live. So, you know, I can kind of keep it in check.
I guess you were mentioning that you found that you have to play like a greatest hits collection when you're opening up for people like that. And that was kind of the inspiration behind the question.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, I wasn't quite sure what you meant when you said legacy, so I was blagging it there, trying to pretend I was following you.
I noticed, which is why I re-asked the question.
Thank you. Okay, good. Someone has to be a step ahead of this. Yeah, so I guess so, yes. That's the short answer.
All right, let's talk about writing the songs then, because you've co-written over the years with a number of people. Tell us a little bit about this collection of songs and when you started. What was the first song that you wrote for the album, if you don't mind me asking?
The first song was one that actually I don't think is on this. We didn't put it on the record. We had a couple warm-up I think the second one we did was probably Down the Wrong Way.
Okay.
And Tourniquet. Those were on the first session. So I got together with this guy, Bjorn, and went to Stockholm. Didn't really know him. We'd met in a coffee bar, and then, you know, he played me a couple little very rudimentary ideas, and I said, okay, leave it with me for a half an hour. And then we started writing really quickly, and I really liked his sensibility, his, you know, what he brought into it to begin was a real good trigger for me, and it was a really fun, fast way to work. So, you know, that was great. The last Pretenders album, Break Up the Concrete, was recorded in 11 days. And this album took 2 years because I, you know, I had to keep going back and forth to Stockholm and writing it. But actually, the amount of time we spent on it probably wasn't very long.
When you say you're writing with somebody, I'm always intrigued to talk to songwriters about that process. How does that work when you sit down with somebody else and you begin to try and pull different ideas together, different sensibilities?
Well, you know, when I started, because I just started on a guitar by myself and I didn't really know how to collaborate, and I was actually, you know, some very impressive people said, let's write some tunes together, and I just didn't know what to say because I didn't really know how to collaborate. To me, it was like painting. I couldn't imagine painting, doing a painting with someone else. You know, it seemed like a real solitary thing. So it took me many years to warm to the idea. I mean, in the original band, maybe I'd hear a little melody that would trigger something off. But mainly it was me with the guitar, which is, you know, it's all right. But I've never written for other people. I always try to do it, you know, songs, you know, for my band. That's sort of my thing, is to take them to the band. Then I collaborated with Tom Kelly and Billy Steinberg, who said, let's do something. And I thought, well, it seemed like a weird thing to try to do, to go to L.A. and that in itself seemed pretty weird. And then to write with some guys I didn't know. And it was one of the most really fun and pleasurable experiences that I'd ever had up to that point writing. It was so much fun writing with them, and just that really opened my eyes to, you know, another way to do it.
What's the easiest part of a song for you? Is there an easy part of a song for you?
Well, there is sometimes, and sometimes there isn't. Sometimes it's really fast, like the songs on this. I think people usually think that, I think it's probably true that songs that come really quickly are the better songs. You know, they're inspired by something, and, you know, you're not laboring over them. Although sometimes it takes a long time to be thinking about a song to finish it, or maybe you're procrastinating. I don't know. The easiest part, I don't know. It's hard to say.
Talking about inspiration, you've been writing songs a long time, and when you're thinking about words, I guess, did they still come easy? Is it still easy for you to pull together your experiences and put them down into prose that then become lyrics?
That's an interesting thought, actually, because, in fact, I probably, you know, scribbled in thousands of spiral notebooks over the years, you know, endlessly writing lyrics, and I don't think any of them have ever made into a song. But it's kind of a compulsive, almost a passion to, you know, write lyrics. Like I said, because I like the song, the words have to fit the music, and the music usually comes from the guitar. So like I say, they've never actually made it onto a record. The music is what leads the song, I think. That's what usually, you know, sets the mood of what you're trying to say. And I never go into it with an agenda, like I want to, you know, it just happens.
So you're not going into it going, okay, I'm going to write a song about that particular experience. The music comes and then the lyrics fit around it?
For me, that's how it's always been, yeah. I mean, I think it's a nice idea to think, oh, I'll write a song about this. And people suggest that I write songs about things, but it never works that way. I have to hear the music first.
And then finally, before we jump back into the last couple of songs that you're going to play for us, the question again is, why now to release music under the name Chrissie Hynde?
Well, you know, let's just say it's a marketing device. The thing is, these guys I wrote with in Stockholm, you know, I begged them to get in a band with me. And I said, come on, you guys, we can do this. Jocke Alhund is in a band called The Caesars and another one called The Teddy Boys.
Oh, sure.
Bjorn Jitlin is in Peter, John, and Bjorn. I wrote The Lion's Share with Bjorn, and I had to fight him to produce the album. They didn't really want to do this with me. They were busy. And then I think halfway through the album, they thought, actually, this is pretty good. So, you know, we stuck it out, and it's probably the best album they've ever made. But, you know, the thing is, like, they're married and have families and kids, and they've got studios and careers, and they live in Stockholm.
Yeah, they don't want to do 2 years on the road as the Pretenders. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, we were going to call it the Russian Icons. You know, I had a name and everything. I was ready.
Right.
But, you know, I guess I'm losing my touch because I just couldn't convince them. So I had to come back to London bedraggled with my tail between my legs. And, you know, I was only left with myself. And then I put these guys on the case here, the Will Travel Band, of which we only have two here today, Sean and Ollie.
Right. Well, ultimately, as you know, through your years of life, you know, at the end of the day, we are on our own, Chrissy. So,
oh, come on, man. You know, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to go out with a smile on my face. You know, please don't remind me. I've got a whole album's worth of songs to remind me.
So you're gonna play another couple of songs for us to take us out.
Yeah.
Thank you again for coming in and performing for the KCSN audience, obviously here in Los Angeles. What are you going to wrap up with? What are the next two songs?
This is House of Cards, and then we're going to go out with Adding the Blue. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
When you made me come run around 100 times but we're out of bounds. Ooh, you were hands on. Here's half of yours, half of mine. Fell in love for the summertime. Ooh, undone. Ooh, I came undone. When the bell started to ring and chime, you ran out of time. I can entertain myself in your house of cards now. I can't even explain myself until why and how. And you will never find me or sneak up. When you made me come on around 100 times in another town. Ooh, you want hands down. Met me in the travel on in. We came again and again. Ooh, where the little girls go. When the bell starts ringing tall, out of control. I can entertain myself in your house of cards now. I can even explain myself and tell why and how. But you will never behind me. I can entertain myself in your house of cards now. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Bless Mommy and Daddy and Terry and Grandma. And even the one who had me, he was a bad, bad man.
I can entertain myself in your house of cards now. I can't even explain myself until why and how. Ready?
Everybody's asking, where did you go? This was supposed to be my masterpiece. The paint's not even dry yet. Oh no, I can trace the outline of a shadow. I need blood and breath to mix my colors. Where did you go? Not Monet or Van Gogh. I can't draw like S. Clay Wilson. You're inside this brush that drips with red. I can't draw from memories or photos. I need blood and breath. But you left me nothing. Where did you go after you promised me a portrait? Took off your clothes, held a pose, brought in your arms, your hands and rings and fingers, and your lips, your broken nose. Just stare into the distance. Please don't move. Whatever you do, while I'm out in the blue. Close this chapter yesterday. Take this page and throw it away. Fill the holes inside the wall. You were never here at all. The warmth where someone never stood. The promises were never good. The smell of human sweat and tears. The passing thought, the passing years. Oh baby, where did you go after you promised me a portrait? Took off your clothes,